second line.
Well, I see them as being
you gotta, be able to move your feet, even if you just move your
body. I've been fascinated with them ever since I was growing up.
What you could do for City of New Orleans, you can keep the culture alive down
there. We're going to bring our community back.
You know, we used to be on the back streets. Now we came to the front streets. You're snuff for this man.
It's your boy Action Jackson here on WWOZ with another episode of Taking It to the Streets.
It's your boy Action Jackson, and we're live at WWOZ, and today we're talking to Big Ed, the president of the mighty, mighty famous Mother's Day Parade, the Big 7 Social Aid and Pleasure Club. So introduce yourself and tell me how you're feeling so far today.
My name is Edward Buckner, and I'm the president of the original Big 7 and the founder of the original Big 7 Culture and Heritage. All Mardi Gras, Indian, Raid, Flame Hunters, All Ute Tribe. I'm doing very well today. It's a good day, and I'm very blessed to have a day like today. I'm just getting ready for the big parade that's coming up, and just can't wait for that day to come, for the whole city to come out and have another fantastic Mother's Day with us. And we're making 20 years old this year, so we're going to really, really have a big party this year.
All right, so it's the 20-year anniversary. Tell me about the first year, and how is it different from this year?
Oh, the first year, I mean, we had a parade, basically went Boscoville and all them areas like that, right around the St. Bernard Project, but we didn't go too far. But now we're going from Elysian Fields to the St. Bernard Project to have the big, fantastic festival that it comes after the parade, where all the people from the founding area, where we were created on Milton and Gibson Street and the St. Bernard Projects, all of those people that was a part of that will be able to come out, the New Columbia Park residents over there, and come enjoy themselves with us on Mother's Day.
And I have recently visited over there in the 7th Ward, St. Bernard, as we call it, and it looks beautiful over there. So how y'all feeling about going back home?
Well, it's beautiful over there. And the new site that's there, which is Columbia Park, it's a beautiful, nice, put-together place. But, you know, to myself, I've always learned this. I found this out from Jerome Smith, listening to him talk one day. My home is the land that Columbia Park sits on. I look at it in a native spirit that you can build 1,000 buildings on there, but you can never remove the spirit that's on that land. And the spirit of all those people, blood, sweat, tears, hard work for years, and man dying and everything. But the spirit of that land and the people who have enjoyed that land, spirit continues to dwell there in that neighborhood. So we're going to have a beautiful, beautiful time over in the St. Bernard. We're going to end the parade at right there at New Day by the Fight Back Center with Indesha Jakali. And we're trying to bring that program back to life again, and we're working hard down in the 7th Ward to bring all those youth activities back and early preschool learning and stuff that used to go on at New Day. We're trying to reinstate them things and them values again that New Day be able to exhibit throughout the neighborhood. But the Big 7, man, we're so happy to be an integral part of what's going on in the St. Bernard community. It just makes me very happy to know that I'm a part of a positive movement.
I think the spirit is alive every time you hear somebody say, oh, that's 7th Ward, St. Bernard.
That's right. That's 7th Ward, St. Bernard. Let's go 7.
So when you started 19 years ago, how many members you had then and approximately how many members you have coming out this year?
Well, when I look at the history of the club from 19 years ago, they had 20 members. And they had a big club then, and this year, we are approximately between the children's division, the Snyder division, and the governance division, we have over 60 people participating in each one of those divisions. So the club has grown. We had to break it down into divisions and everything because we had to make a group for the children that wanted to join and an area for the ladies that wanted to join, and also for the governance division that has already been there forever. We just had to take and break it in parts, but every part is managing itself, and we all get together to make sure that the train is moving in the right direction.
So you mentioned 3 divisions. Do that mean they'll have 3 brass bands out there?
Three brass bands. Queen Alicia Bush this year, and King Matt Pitt. And we're going to have our big shot every year. Miss Justine's was Justine's next stop. We're going to have maybe one of the biggest parades all year. We want everybody all over the state of Louisiana, all over the United States of America, who gets to hear WWOZ and these great interviews that they do with our Associated Pleasure Club presidents. We want people from everywhere to come and enjoy the greatest spirit in New Orleans, the second line spirit. We're going to have a ball Mother's Day. We want all the mothers to come out, all the young mothers. And we dedicating this year to the fight against cancer. I lost my baby brother to lung cancer. I lost my friend LaMika Downs, a little girl treated me, that thought like I felt like I was her daddy, to cancer. And we're losing so many loved ones to cancer that this year's parade, original Big 7 20-year anniversary parade, is dedicated to the fight against cancer.
And Mother's Day is such a big holiday, especially for the mothers. And like you say, we're losing a lot of the mothers and dedicating a lot. So why this parade pick Mother's Day? What is the significant reason?
My mother was a single mother raising five children, getting up every morning, walking to John F. Kennedy Senior High School from by the St. Bernard Project. So she had to walk down that Bayou St. John all by her lonesome every morning. And I thought about that dedication to my brothers and my sisters that she had was overwhelming with me. And then I watched and started looking at the neighbors' mothers and the plight that the mothers took up of trying to raise their families without male support around. So I definitely know what my mother went through, because I watched her cry. I watched her worry about her bills and worried about how things was going to get paid. So I know that all mothers in the world share those same type of pains of worrying about their children, worrying about if they're going to have something to put on the table, worrying if they can pay their house notes or rents the next month, worrying if the children have enough clothing and tennis shoes, or are they making it to school in time to get their educations. The realm of what a mother has to worry about, we can't celebrate her enough.
I couldn't have said it better. We got to take care of those mothers. So what's so special about this year's parade?
The special thing about this year's parade that we made 20 years old. A lot of clubs don't make it this long. Some has made it longer, but we have, in our community, organized ourselves enough every year to put on a beautiful community parade that all of kin folks in other communities in the city could come and partner with us in having a festive celebration. So that makes it even special, because of all the other mothers all over the city as well as the world, it makes it very special to be able to give a day to them, that those mothers can wake up that morning, do church early in the morning, and then come do the Big 7 Mother's Day second line. It's a very special day, and we want all the mothers to know that this is your day. We initially, every year, get up, initial specifically to design this parade that we can make all of you mothers very, very happy ladies on Mother's Day.
Okay, and of course, we got to touch a little bit on the incident that actually kind of made the Big 7 nationwide. Because it was nationwide covered. So now that it's kind of calmed down a little bit, what is your feeling toward it? Is it gotten better for the club itself? And what are the means of safety measures? I mean, you can't put safety measures on a surprise, but what are the means of safety measures we have for this Mother's Day?
Well, first thing is, it's always going to be a big occasion when the Mother's Day parade comes, because of that memory of the Mother's Day shooting in 2013. Unfortunately, the young men did that. Unfortunately, they hurt other people. But unfortunately, they destroyed their own lives. And it saddens me as a leader in my community to see four young men just take and not think about their actions that will cause them to spend 40 to a lifetime in jail. So those things like that always vex my nerves, because I want to see us do better as a people, and I want to see our young men make better decisions. The safety aspect of this parade has been great since the Mother's Day incident. I mean, the police department, as well as other officiating officers around the town, has made this a real safe event. And I'm thankful to the mayor of the city of New Orleans, Mitch Landrieu. Mitch has really stepped up and showed overwhelming support for the original Big 7 Associated and Pleasure Club, as well as the culture of artists in the city of New Orleans.
And since you are a mentor and deal with kids often and give advice to youngsters, we just going backwards with this crime going on in the city of New Orleans. What advice would you give some of these young men to help kind of turn them around and get back on the right track?
Stop looking at that brother that's down the street that's trying to tell you, man, stop doing this, stop doing that. That brother's really trying to reach out to help you. He's trying to tell you to make the better decision. Stop turning your back on the neighbor who's talking to you and telling you the right things to go do, and you're looking at them and thinking that they're old fools or something like that. We need the young men to take and recognize that we have a lot of value stakeholders in every community. And that there's help. There's help not just the original Big 7, but there's all sorts of community help that they can reach out to and get help. We don't want the shooting. We don't want the killing that's going on here in the city of New Orleans. And if we could do anything in this city that we can make a change, the killing is the one thing. We got the greatest city in the world. And unfortunately, that shooting has made the original Big 7 an international second-line star. So we don't want to become international because of shootings. We want to become international because of the hard work. But we need our young men and young ladies and people in general. Let's start respecting each other once again. Let's start saying good morning, good evening, and good night. Let's start having the care and love for our neighbors that we once grew up with in the 50s and the 60s, and we had that kind of feel for one another where my mama would feed you and your mom would feed me, and now everybody was safe by each other's house. We don't have to kill one another down the way we're killing one another, but unfortunately, we have some people that won't listen at all. And brothers, if you just believe in yourself, get your education. Education is the key to power of success. To all the power that you need in this world to be successful, get your education and you can reap that reward.
Okay, so y'all have a big month ahead of y'all. Fortunately, I guess for Big 7, y'all have to go to Jazz Fest for y'all parade, which is a good thing. And you have your Mardi Gras Indian tribe out there. So touch on a little bit about your Mardi Gras Indian tribe. Not only with Super Sunday coming up on the West Bank, but Jazz Fest coming up, followed right behind y'all Big 7 parade.
Everybody got a soul, soul, soul. Everybody got a soul, soul, soul. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I love New Orleans. I love our culture. I love everything about my people of New Orleans. And, man, I couldn't help but reach out and start helping the little brothers in the neighborhood. I couldn't sit there and talk about the things they were doing. So offering them to be Indians, and they wanted to sew. And now 7 years later, they're still in my house sewing and getting prepared for 2017 Mardi Gras. It's an exciting thing, man, to have young men that's in there giving up their evenings to do something better with themselves, but to believe in the message that I'm trying to deliver to them. Get your education. And if you get good grades, you could be an Indian every year, and it won't cost you nothing to be an Indian. We will provide all of the materials that you need if you come in there every day and work hard to sew, but that you work hard from 8 o'clock in the morning to whatever time they close at about 5 in the evening. You work hard in school, and you maintain more than a C average. You can be an Indian. It won't cost you a dime. And it's one of the best discipline things I know about, because the kids who's working in the media of that type of art, they're very quiet. Not much going on, not much talking. Every man's trying to take care of his business, to get his designs together, to take care of his suit. So I love what we're doing. And we're graduating, Action. We're graduating 4 children out the Indian program this year. Justin Cloud, Big Chief Justin Cloud, we're graduating this year. Eric Smith. Eric Smith has been a game flag for the past 5 years and have been a hard worker, football player and everything. Jaquan McNair, man, young man is the wild man. He loves life. He just a good kid. And Jaquan has been with us 2 years now, and Jaquan has graduated. And my daughter, who's the big queen of Original Big Seven, Red Flame Hunters, Taylor Raymond Buckner, man, my baby, she get to graduate. Oh, my God. 4 Indians at one time. We've taken all 4 of these kids. We're going to have a ball at the graduation. We're going to celebrate big time city. Please be on the side of the Red Flame Hunters. Let's all celebrate these children. They're doing great things and spending their evenings in a productive way. Let's celebrate our kids because they're doing great things. You know, and I'm getting ready for Jazz Fest, y'all. I should have took a minute to take and catch my breath, but I can't. Jazz Fest is right here, April 29th, April 29th, 4:30, Big 7. We tearing it down, I'm telling you. We coming with that red and gray from last year. We getting on the ground. We rolling, tearing it up. We getting down. We turning Jazz Fest out.
All right. Any last special shout-outs you want to give up?
I just want to give a special shout-out to my family. We lost our famous Uncle Smokey Johnson this year. And we love Uncle Smokey so much, you know. Smokey was one of the best drummers that we ever had experience in the world. And for him to have given the way he has given on the drums and mentored and taught the young men he has taught. Smokey, we love you. We family said much love. And to my oldest brother, Big Toy Johnson, Leonard Toy Johnson. My brother just passed away 2 weeks ago. And I love you, bro. And I always remember all the lessons you taught your little brother. Much love.
All right, and right quick, give me a little bit of the beginning and the end of the route. Where are you going to take off from and where are you going to wind up at?
Well, we're going to start at 1823 Elysian Fields, home of the Original Big Seven Red Flame Hunters. And we're going to move from Elysian Fields to down Elysian Fields to St. Claude, right on St. Claude. And then we're going to have a stop and change clothes. We're going to stop at Red's Grooming Barbershop. New shop just opened on St. Bernard, and we're going to stop at Justine's next stop, our usual stop. And we're going to change clothes there. And when we come out, man, we headed home. We're going straight down St. Bernard, straight home. We want everybody there hollering and screaming. When we get to St. Bernard, we're going to make a right turn down at St. Bernard and Senate. And we're going to take a salute one of our greatest club members we ever had, Mr. Herbert Miles. And after the salute to Mr. Miles, we're going to make that right turn on Gibson Street, then make another right turn on to Milton, and we're going to the end of the parade where we're going to celebrate the 20-year celebration of the Original Big Seven, and we're going to have one of the greatest celebrations at the New Day Fight Back Center with Indacia Jakali over there. So we're going to have a beautiful time, a great day. We just want all of you mothers to come out. And, you know, we love it. Like, you know, we get the chance when WWOZ, Action Jackson and the Second Line crew take and come and get us and do these great times and interviews with us. We want y'all to know that love is pouring throughout the city. Let's share like Jackson share with the whole town when the Second Line Sunday, he's at everybody parade. Let's show that love, WWOZ, Action Jackson, the Original Big Seven. We love you out there.
And we love you all back. It's Ed Buckner, the Original Big Seven Mother's Day Parade. It's your boy, Action Jackson, and we're live on WWOZ.
Check back every week to hear more from our weekly podcast series right here with your boy, Action Jackson, at WWOZ.org/in the streets.